Masechet Rabba Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim Omer. Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim says, he was a Sgan Kohen Gadol, first in line to the Kohen Gadol during Bayis Sheni. Havi Mispala B'Shloma Shal Malchus, the person should daven for Shalom Malchus, not just for Shalom Malchus of Yisroel at a time when Yisroel has Malchus, but also for Shalom Malchus of the Umas HaOlam. As now we are in Golos, and it's important that the Goyim should have Shalom, and that way we will have Shalom also. As Yirmiyo told Klai Yisrael, V'darshu v'shalom ha'ir asher atem yoshvim b'tocha, ki b'shaloma yiyelechem shalom. We should search out and beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the ear that we are living in it should have shalom. As if there will be shalom in the ear, we also will have shalom. She'omale mura ish et re'eu chayim below. If it wasn't for Mora Malchus, then a person would swallow his friend whole. If people were not afraid to be brought to din by the Malchus, there would be anarchy and people would kill each other. So therefore, it's important that there should be a strong Malchus, and people will be afraid of the Malchus, and will act properly. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion Omer. Rabbi Chanina, the son of Tradion, said, Shnayin sheyoshvin ve'en b'neihem dibrei Torah. Two people that are sitting, and there is no dibrei Torah among them, they are not talking in Torah, they are talking about mundane matters. Harei zeh moshav leitzim, that is considered a place where scoffers are sitting, and they can be compared to leitzim, since they are not talking in dibrei Torah. And the pasuk tells us that a person should not sit together with leitzim. The reason why they are compared to leitzim, as just like if somebody told his friend, here are gold pieces, count the gold pieces, and all the pieces that you count you can keep for yourself, and the person decides to involve himself in something else and not to count the gold pieces, he would be considered a leitzim, that he's giving up all the gold that he could be getting by counting them. So two people that are sitting together and could be talking Dibrei Torah, which is compared to gold, and instead they talk about mundane matters, they are considered leitzim. Avo shnayim sheyoshvim v'yesh b'neihem Dibrei Torah, shchina shruya b'neihem. But two people that are sitting, and there is Dibrei Torah among them, they are talking in Torah, then the shchina HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with them, as these people are the opposite of leitzim. Leitzim, Chazal tell us, are one of the groups that are Eino Roa Pnei Shechina. They will not be Zocha La'asid Lavo, to see the Pnei Shechina. Now, people that sit and talk Dibrei Torah are the opposite, as even in this world, the Shechina is Shruya Beinam. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, of Nibru Yirei Hashem Isha Re'eu. Then Yirei Hashem will be talking one to his friend, by Yakshev Hashem, by Yishma, by Kasei Sefer Zikaron Lefanov. L'yirei Hashem u'l'choshvei Shmo. Hashem is there with them, and he is listening, and it will be written down in the Sefer Zichronos before him that they are yirei Hashem and choshvei Shmo. They think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do his mitzvos. Ainli el'shnayim. I might think that only two people that are sitting and talking in Torah, the Shechina, is shruya b'neihem, and they will get tzchar. Minayin sha'afilu echad b'sheyoshe v'osek b'torah. How do I know that even one person alone that sits and involves himself with Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will set down tchar for him, lasu lavo, shenemar, the pasuk says, yeshe barod v'yidom, ki nato alav. He is sitting alone and quietly whispering Dibrei Torah. It will be placed on him, meaning to say, all of the tchar will be placed on him, all of the tchar that two people get when they are talking Dibrei Torah, so too, one person who is sitting and involving himself in Torah, he will also get that tzchar. Masechet Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha she'achlu al shulchan echad, v'lo amru alav Dibrei Torah. Rabbi Shimon said, three people that eat together on one table and did not discuss Dibrei Torah by the table, ki'ilu achlu mezivchei mesim. It's as if they ate from the korbanos that were brought to mesim, meaning to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is called mesim. And just like a mace cannot help anybody with anything, so too an Avodah Zarah cannot help anybody with anything, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is called Elohim Chayim. Now, three people is considered a group. And when Klai Yisrael gets together as a group, they are mechuyev to discuss Divrei Torah. Shenemar ki kol shulchanos molo ki tzoa bli makom. The pasuk says in Yeshaya that all their shulchanos was full of throw-up and waste, as it was bli makom. This is referring to how makom baruch hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since they did not discuss the Dibrei Torah, which is the barim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if their table was full of ki tzoa, which is referring to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is called Kitzoah. As a Shulchan is Doma L'Mizbeach. As a Mizbeach is the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when no Divrei Torah is discussed on the Shulchan, then the Shulchan is compared to the Mizbeach of Avodah Zarah. Avoshlosha She'achlu HaShulchan Echad. But three people that ate together on one table, V'amru Alav Divrei Torah, and they discussed Divrei Torah by the table, Ki'ilu Achlu Mishulchano Shamakom Baruch Hu. Then it's compared as if they ate from the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar Vayedaber Elai, Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lepnei Hashem. Hashem said to Yechezkel, this is the Shulchan Asher Lepnei Hashem. This is referring to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is called a Shulchan, and therefore a person who discusses Divrei Torah by the Shulchan, that's the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Eimar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo El HaDalet Amo Shehalacha Bavai. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world is the Dalet Amos of Halacha, people discussing Halacha and Torah. So therefore, when people discuss Torah by the table, that table is considered a Mizbeach, the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the food that they ate is Nechshav like a Korban.